Could you tell us a little about your school and your students?
I'm Claudia. I'm a Spanish teacher. I have six classroom, and I love my students, but they are a little bit different from students of this school, because they come from south of Italy, and south of Italy students are more messy, more noisy, as people of South Italy in general. And they don't study so much. They don't apply so much as you. But they're not nasty.
How long have you been participating in Erasmus programs, and what motivated you to do so?
This is my first time. I want to improve my English, and I want to increase and it's a good way to improve my work, maybe my English.
What was your first impression when you arrived?
It is a peaceful place, and I think it's a different school, and I love this kind of school, and I'm so happy.
Was there a moment during the week that was particularly memorable?
Dragon boat, and first day when we arrived.
What difference do you see between your own and our education system?
I'm working in Puglia, but I come from Sicily. This place is very different from Puglia and Sicily, because it is very peaceful, and my hometown is very messy. I come from Palermo. In Palermo we have different problems, as mafia, crimes. I don't know if you know mafia.
How did your students receive this international experience?
They are very happy and motivated.
Okay. Have you seen a teaching method here that you would like to incorporate into your own practice?
Not, because I'm teaching Spanish, and you don't study Spanish. I like Hungarian methods, above all laboratories.
What do you think is the biggest challenge in teaching in Europe today?
The biggest challenge? Maybe overpass differences between races and religions.
How easy was it for the students to connect with each other?
Erasmus. I think Erasmus is a good choice.
Did you have favorite place or program during the week?
A favorite place? Along the river. Along the river, and restaurants. Restaurants and pub.
Did you taste any Hungarian food that you particularly liked or surprise you?
Goulash. I love goulash because it's so spicy and so different from our cultures. And I'm allergic to milk. I can't try other food. I like so much soup with apple and cinnamon. I don't know the name, but it was very good.
What is one thing you will definitely take with you from this week into the future?
I think I'll come back, maybe one day.
If you had to disable this week, in one word, what would it be?
Amazing.
Would you return to us in the future?
Yes, one day, maybe next year.
Okay, thank you.
With my family.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.